Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Eve Consciousness, expanding your faith in what's possible. Tune in every Saturday for proven tools and guidance from science and scriptures to access your inner powers to create miracles in your own life. And here's Dr. Leslie.
Welcome, friends. It's time again for the Dr. Leslie Show with Eve Consciousness, expanding your mind, your faith, and your abilities as a miracle magnet. This show takes you from ordinary to extraordinary, from victim consciousness to creator consciousness, from life happens to me to life happens through me. It's time for you to become a miracle maker. Friends, just to remind you today, EVE consciousness stands for energetic vibrational exchange. And with Eve consciousness, our slogan is input equals output. It means that we are all as human beings constantly sending out a signal. We're putting input into the field of life that surrounds us through our thoughts, our feelings, our expectations. And life is bringing back to us a reflection of that. So what we're putting in is what we're going to get out. Biblically, it means we reap what we sow. So this show is about helping you to align with yourself, your highest purpose, and your best self today, right now, and engaging with the thoughts, the feelings, and the expectations of the highest life you can imagine. This is about you creating heaven on earth right here, right now, even during a COVID-19 crisis. So today's show is called How to Emerge as the New You from the COVID-19 Cocoon. Now, joining me today, I have special guest Duffy Glazer. She's a hypnotherapist and founder of HypnoGuidance. So Duffy and I are going to explore how to take charge of your reality and emerge your new self after the COVID lockdown has completed. So this show today is going to guide you into greater empowerment as we explore the meaning of input equals output in terms of your mind, your body, and your life. And we're going to help lead you to tools that help put you in the driver's seat of your life. Duffy is going to bring on some of her expert knowledge and experience in how to work with your mind intentionally and move to a place where you are aligned to a more amazing life, the most amazing life you can imagine. Today's the day for you to be able to expand your imagination, be able to move your mind to higher levels, and be able to override any stinking thinking that's coming up amongst today's circumstances. So let's bring her on now. Welcome, Duffy, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Leslie. I appreciate this opportunity to share some information with you and with others that are listening.
Well, we're excited to have you. You've always been an amazing guest and bringing gems of wisdom when we come on. Now, Duffy, I know that you're working with people on a regular basis to work with their deeper mind or their subconscious, understanding the relationship between that subconscious mind and life's outcomes. Can you give us a summary of what that looks like? What's that connection between the deeper mind and what's happening in my outer world?
Well, our thoughts create. And I would like to just share with you something that I am very aware of, is that spirit creates all things by the power of word, meaning we have the power within us to create whatever we choose in our life. But most times, people are unaware of their own thoughts that are repeating over and over again. So instead of them intentionally creating the life that they want, they are kind of stuck in old patterns or old beliefs or old ways that are just there, that have been there for many, many, many years. But I do know that spirit creates all things by the power of word. So that equals the input that equals the output is our thoughts create. So I really try to allow people to begin to really acknowledge and become aware of their thoughts. And let's say if someone's having a situation that is non-beneficial for them and they would like for the situation to change, one of the things that's very important is the awareness of their own thoughts. And therefore, instead of focusing on what is that they would like not to see any longer, they need to now be creating thoughts of what they would like to show up in their life. Therefore, the thoughts create our reality, which also goes hand in hand with the input of our thoughts equal the output of our experience.
So, Duffy, I noticed that you were saying often we're unaware of our thoughts. Okay. So
yes.
we're just in the flow of the thinking, the inner voice just chatting. And then next thing you know, we're feeling afraid or we're feeling angst, we're feeling grumpy, and we're not even aware of the thousands of thoughts that have been going on silently in our mind that have led us to feeling that way. So how do we move into a new relationship to our thoughts to where, number one, we're less unaware of what we're thinking? Do we need to be aware of our thoughts even?
So one of the things is about being present in that moment. You hear a lot of people speak of the word mindfulness. That really comes back to being present in the moment with yourself and with what's going on around you, right? And the awareness that I'm talking about are the thoughts. Let's say if there is an experience going on around you that, of course, you don't have control over, right? How are you contributing to yourself with your thoughts? So if I am engaging, let's say, with fear, right, of the unknown, which, you know, we're all going through a time right now where that is a very tangible experience, that we are in the unknown of what's coming next, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one thing that we do know is our thoughts create our reality. So if I'm engaging with fear from an experience outside of me, I'm just feeding more and more fear, more and more frustration, more and more anxiety. And that also in this time, or every time, but this time in particular, we need to be increasing our immune system. And fear, what does that do? It lowers our immune system. So if there is something outside of myself going on and I'm engaging with fear, I have the power within myself to stop engaging with that fear and go back to the knowing that God is always available to us at every moment, no matter what, and it's up to us to choose to connect. And when we choose to connect with God, guess what? That's when we can let go of the fear, and we can then empower ourselves and begin to feel peace, feel calm, feel happy, even in these uncertain times. And some of the tools that people can use that will help them get there is, of course, prayer, meditation, doing some exercises such as yoga, making sure that they are putting enough water in their body, eating healthy food, even listening to music will also shift the energy or also your consciousness. No matter what's going on around you. Have you ever had an experience where you're listening to a certain song and all of a sudden your mind goes back to a past experience or a past time that is connected with that song?
Absolutely. Every time I hear Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion. Yep. I'm 14 years old riding on that ride at Myrtle Beach Fair.
So that just even shows you, just by listening to music, we can take our mind to a whole different place, no matter what's going on in that present moment in our environment. So we do have the ability, right, to change our thoughts, which will also change our experience.
Wow.
So instead of engaging with fear, we can now engage with peace.
Mm. So the words were coming to me as I was hearing you speak there, Duffy, moving from fear to faith.
Yes.
Okay, from fear to faith, to stop engaging with fear, which sometimes can seem so difficult. I've just pulled up the scriptures. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." Okay, they're not physical. It's not the flesh, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And then it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So to me, this is, I was just struggling with this battle in my own mind yesterday. I know these things. I teach these things. I've been focusing on this for years, Duffy. And yet yesterday I found myself with these cyclical thoughts going over and over and over that was negative stinking thinking. My fear-based self was like pouring this whole bucket full of fearful thoughts coming to my mind, and it was a struggle. It was a warfare within myself to like wrestle those thoughts down and move into a better thought. And I realized, gosh, some of these things, some of these fearful thinking patterns are so deeply ingrained. It's a challenge to have to override that addictive pattern or that long-standing habit. You know, it's like a habit that's been about help trying to protect myself, trying to survive the fear of, oh my gosh, you know, being prepared for the worst instead of expecting the best. So that's definitely going from the survival fear mode into faith. And moving into imagining and holding the focus on things that are invisible right now, knowing that it can be created through the power of God, through our thoughts, through our expectation. But what do we do when we get into that battle and we see ourselves right then wrestling with fearful thinking? What's the best way to start overriding that old pattern?
Well, The important thing is that you're aware, right, of your own fearful thinking. So awareness is key. So once you're aware of the fearful thinking, and if it's not a match with the desire you have, right, then you have the ability in that moment to have a different thought, to think about something other than whatever you're engaging with that creates or invokes the fear within you. Mm-hmm. So one thing would be great. You're having a fearful experience in your mind and you're just invoking on this fear. Go back to, in this moment, I have the power to choose what I'm going to think about. And right now it's difficult for me, so I'm going to ask for help, meaning I'm going to choose to connect with God, with Spirit, okay? And as you choose to do that, everything then begins to calm down within you, and then it's easy to focus your mind on a different thought or on what you would like to experience in your life instead of what you don't want to experience in your life.
Okay, so number one is just to surrender and ask for help. Please help
yes.
me. Okay.
Yes.
Just in whatever way we reach out to that which we call God, just ask for help. Please help me cast this down. Please help me replace this fearful thinking. Please help me bring in fear instead of, I mean, faith instead of fear.
Yes.
Right?
And one of the things that will help people be able to do that is for them to truly take some time to figure out desires that they have. What is it that you would like to experience? What do you desire in your life? And begin to put your energy, your thoughts, your mindset on the desires that you would like instead of engaging with the fear that is actually being spread all around us right now.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I want you to understand is that the unknown, which is what we're going through, we have a choice. We can choose to engage with fear with the unknown, Or we can choose to engage with, wow, this is an opportunity, right, to have a brand new positive experience or a brand new experience for myself. So during this time, everybody has had to have major changes in their life. We all are going through major changes. And so this is a great time to reset our lives moving forward as we are moving through this pandemic, mm-hmm. as things are opening up, as we are engaging back in living outside of ourselves. We have a choice to reset and say, what is important to me? What would I like to do differently now? Hmm. And so it's an opportunity.
Certainly, certainly it is. Yeah, we've withdrawn. You know, there's been a life interrupt here, right? A life interrupt, which means this is the perfect time to interrupt old patterns that were not serving us.
Yes.
And now insert new chosen behaviors to replace those old patterns. So Duffy, tell us a little bit about how your work helps to make that happen faster and easier with your hypnoguidance.
Well, I actually will, with my clients, when they come to me, if they have some areas in their lives that they are struggling with or they would like to make changes with, I help them identify specific areas that no longer serve them. And then I proceed moving forward with them, whether it's with hypnotherapy or just mindfulness practices. I give them tools for them to use so that they can make those changes easier moving forward with their life.
Now, I was just doing a little time of meditation last night, and actually a meditative yoga practice. And the yoga instructor, this was a YouTube video, she was talking about focusing the mind in a way that reminded me of the practice of Vipassana meditation that you and I both have experienced, Duffy. She was saying to focus the mind on sensations in the physical body. And you know that after an afternoon of struggle with my mind, I found that that was the first time I totally let go of these circular thoughts that were going on when I came into the here and now of feeling the sensations, like I felt the weight of my body through my hips on the floor, and I felt my feet, and I felt areas of warmth or cold. And that's what I think of when you mention mindfulness. How would you describe mindfulness, you know, bringing the mind into that what we call mindfulness state?
It is really about the awareness of everything you're experiencing, mm-hmm. instead of just being on autopilot. Where most of us, we can do that, just get into the automatic autopilot where we just go through life and we're not even aware of how we're feeling, what we're thinking. And remember, our thoughts create. So our thoughts are creating our reality. But as you have had that experience just last night of something different, being able to change those thoughts that were just going over and over and over again, you were actually consciously focusing your mind on something different. So you were in charge. We are always in control over our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And in order to be able to shift and change, you have to be aware. And you got there last night by doing that beautiful yoga practice.
Now, I know that your hypnoguidance helps go all the way to not just the conscious mind, but the subconscious to help us more readily move from autopilot onto manual. So moving into where we are intentionally taking charge. How can people access you, Duffy, to learn more about your services, about your techniques and tools of taking charge and moving into that intentional thinking to where we're not being run by these old patterns?
Right. If someone would like to work with me, they could email me at hypnoguide1@gmail.com. That is hypnoguide1@gmail.com.
Okay, hypnoguide1@gmail.com. Folks, that's where you can email Duffy Glaser about learning more about her services and how she can help you to move from fear into faith, no matter what has been running your mind and your life before now, put you more into the driver's seat of your life. Thank you. Duffy, I want to thank you for being with us today, for all of the gifts that you're bringing to the world. I know that I have experienced many, many breakthroughs from your work. So, folks, I have been a client of Duffy's for a number of years, and she's my go-to practitioner. Okay, when I need to make a shift in my life, and by the way, I have an appointment with her on Tuesday. So, folks, check it out. If you want to know what Dr. Leslie sees as the best tools around, then watch what I'm doing. I'm seeing Duffy Glaser with HypnoGuidance. She's on hypnoguide1@gmail.com. Bless you, Duffy, and thanks for all the gifts you're bringing to the world.
Thank you, Leslie, and much love to you and to everyone in the world. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Blessings to you. So, listeners, I want to put in a word here for our sponsors, Align Wellness of Charlotte, are sponsoring this show now. We're bringing you to wholeness in body, mind, and thought at Align Wellness Charlotte. At Align Wellness, you're going to experience leading-edge holistic methods, reorganizational healing, light touch, effective spinal care that reorganizes your nervous system. So understanding that you can move into that driver's seat of your thoughts much more readily when your nervous system is not in defense mode. So when your nervous system is in peace, is balanced, and has moved from the sympathetic stress response to the parasympathetic peace response, you are more able to be at peace in your mind and being conscious and intentional with your thinking. Okay, it's much easier to move out of that stinking thinking. Your body works with you to feel ease. So you're going to be able to experience that change through Network Spinal at Align Wellness Charlotte, okay? We also have their energy psychology. So these are methods just like what Duffy Glaser was talking to us now on today's show. They're methods to bypass the conscious mind and quickly and easily slide into recalibrating the subconscious mind and moving you to where you're not ruled by old thought patterns, old habits of fear, of cyclical thinking that are sabotaging to your outcomes in life. So check us out at AlignWellnessCharlotte.com. And that Align Wellness is on Providence Road in Charlotte. So check us out, AlignWellnessCharlotte.com. We do have remote sessions available now. So know that even while we're in lockdown for the COVID pandemic, you can actually be making changes for higher well-being remotely through Zoom sessions. So just wanted to let you know about that. Now we have another guest coming on. Sue Compitello is our nutrition expert today, and we're going to be talking briefly about a nutrition workshop that you're invited to next week. Sue, thanks for coming on with us.
You're welcome, Leslie. I appreciate the time.
Sue, I know this is a time where, you know, people are making things happen differently in life than usual. People have got time on their hands. Their normal patterns have been completely interrupted. And I personally know a handful of folks around me who are really working on revamping their lifestyle and really upping the bar as far as their health and well-being. Tell us what you're doing with people to help them get on a new nutritional path here during this COVID pandemic.
Well, I think people don't realize how important nutrition is. It's 80% of our results and how we function. So it's fantastic that we have all this time. And instead of getting stressed and worrying about what not to eat, we need to realize that food is a fuel. So I think it's just really important that people realize if you have a healthy, fueled body, you will wake up and have good hunger. You will have good energy during the day to take those extra walks now that we're moving a little bit more because we have that time. But if you're fueling your body, you will feel content at the end of the night, no matter how late you stay up.
And what I find is too many people are trying to cut back because they're afraid of gaining weight. They're calling it the COVID-15. And when we cut back too much, our body goes into starvation mode. So unfortunately, you're going to notice your hunger is picking up twice as much at the end of the day or after dinner when you become more active. So I just want to make sure people realize that their body has a different idea of what it needs for fuel. And it's sort of going to let you know if you fuel, you will handle stress much better, which is really key at this time. I want people to understand the scale is not the tool to measure how you're doing, how you feel is, because we will retain just from the situation and the anxiety, but we'll handle it better. Our body won't absorb it if we've got that nutrition component.
Got it. Okay, so you're saying that, okay, tell us a little bit about this COVID-15. Are we saying that people are gaining 15 pounds while they're in lockdown?
Well, you know what? They are cooking more than ever, which I love. But if they're not getting enough of the right fuel or they're too high protein, it will take different amounts of calories to satisfy us. So with these different changes, individuals may notice that the weight's going up. And they automatically assume less is best. So they're trying to cut back. They're trying to get out and do those neighborhood walks. But if they don't have enough gas in their tank, their body is not going to burn fat. So frustrating. But if not eating a lot worked and moving more, we'd all be thin. Because we're all trying to get healthier, but it seems we're getting unhealthier because we're focusing on that scale. So, yeah, if we're looking at that scale and it's up a couple pounds, we're going to cut back that day, and then we're not going to have that fat-burning fuel we need. So
okay.
People put weight on trying to not put weight on.
Got it. Got it. So, okay, less is not more, folks, when it comes to losing weight and being healthy. Okay, less is not more. It's quality, not quantity, that we need to be looking at. Is that right?
It is, it is. And if we're going to be a little bit more active, we need a little bit more gas in our tank.
Got it.
So our purpose is to help people understand what their body needs because it's giving you signs. It's telling you whether it's digestive issues or mind focus or lack of energy or lack of sleep. It's actually your body trying to get more fuel.
Excellent.
It's got to help you interpret it.
Got it. Okay, folks, so you know, it's the quality of your fuel that you're putting in that's going to determine the level of health and the outcomes that you're getting, even with your sleep. So this is Sue Compitello, and Sue is going to be leading for us a nutrition workshop next Saturday. That is going to be at 1:30 on Saturday. To get the link, go on to this week's show on thedrleslieshow.com. You'll see the link right there. Line yourself up. Zoom at 1:30 next Saturday on thedrleslieshow.com. Bless you, Sue. Thanks. And we'll see you next week at the Nutrition Workshop.
Sounds good. Thanks, Leslie. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Listeners, want to remind you to join us next week. And remember that you are never alone. You are loved. You are worthy. And all is well. Expect miracles and walk sacred. This is Dr. Leslie. Your thoughts create. Watch them carefully.
You have been listening to the Dr. Leslie Show with Eve Consciousness. Tune in again next week at the same time to expand your faith in what's possible. We discuss proven tools and guidance from science and scriptures to access your inner powers to create miracles in your own life. See you next week for the Dr. Leslie Show with Eve Consciousness.